Our reading for today begins in James chapter 1, verse 19. James chapter 1, verse 19. Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. If anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their affliction and to keep oneself unstained from the world. My brothers, show no partiality as you hold the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. For if a man wearing a gold ring and fine clothing comes into your assembly, and a poor man in shabby clothing also comes in, and if you pay attention to the one who wears the fine clothing and say, "You sit here in a good place," while you say to the poor man, "You stand over there, or sit down at my feet." Have you not then made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my beloved brothers, has not God chosen those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he has promised to those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor man. Are not the rich the ones who oppress you and the ones who drag you into court? Are they not the ones who blaspheme the honorable name by which you were called? If you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing well. But if you show partiality, you are committing sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors. For whoever keeps the whole law but fails in one point has become accountable for all of it. For he who said, "Do not commit adultery," also said, "Do not murder." If you do not commit adultery but do murder, you have become a transgressor of the law. So speak and so act as those who are to be judged under the law of liberty, for judgment is without mercy to the one who has shown no mercy. So we start out with verse 19, giving a very important admonition that is needed for all of us. And he says, be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. And that's very important because sometimes our tongue engages too quickly. And when the tongue is engaging, you're not likely to be listening. And when you're not listening and you're not really processing, you tend to move quickly over to anger as well. Now, some of us deal with anger a little bit more than others. Some of us have a little bit, more predilection toward that. But realize that this applies to all of us. We need to exercise self-control. That's what he's getting at. You need to control your tongue. You need to control your anger. And you need to, if you have those under control, then you're going to be listening more. And verse 20, the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. We need to be careful that we don't think that somehow we are carrying out God's will with that anger. Anger is something that can lead into lots of sin. We have to be very careful. That means we have to be careful in terms of our own self-control. Then verse 21 is a therefore, which means he's drawing a conclusion. Put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness and receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your souls. Which, by the way, if you're receiving the word well and if you're treating it out of meekness, in other words, you're putting yourself under control, you're controlling your own urges and put them to good use, to righteous use, then you'll have the self-control that will be needed to be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Verse 22, be doers of the word, not hearers only. If we listen only and we don't act those things out, sometimes we can feel that we're righteous or pious, but we're actually deceiving ourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. He looks at himself, goes away, and at once forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. So the intention of the word is to help us in that transformative process, being transformed into the image of Christ. And if we're just hearers only and we don't do anything with it, then we're stopping that transformation process. We aren't doing anything with it, and so that word doesn't benefit us. So we have to read the word in such a way that we examine ourselves constantly, and as we examine ourselves, we identify things that we need to improve, things we need to change, maybe even things we need to stop, and then we keep on with that transformation process. But if we're just a hearer only, and we just kind of pat ourselves on the back because we've listened to the word, even though we haven't done anything with it, then it does not benefit us. But if we do something with it, then we'll be blessed in that doing. Verse 26, if anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, we're back to where we started, but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. It does not benefit them because of that deceit. Verse 27, religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their affliction and to keep oneself unstained from the world. I would submit to you that verse 27 lines right up with the first and second greatest commandments, which are all about love. Love God, love your neighbor as yourself. And if you are doing those things, then you will be fulfilling this verse as well. You will love the orphan, you will love the widow, and you will love God enough to try to be pure, to try to keep from being stained in this world. And thus you will fulfill these things. So 27 is not a standalone verse. 27 fits in with everything else that he's been talking about with self-control, being doers of the word and not hearers only, not deceiving yourselves. So if you're doing all of what James is talking about here, then verse 27 falls right in line and we'll always already be looking for ways to accomplish that. And we get into chapter 2 and he addresses another problem, this idea of showing partiality. He talks about somebody that wears, you know, some jewelry and some fine clothing, and they come in versus the guy that comes in that's wearing poor clothing. And if you pay attention to the one that wears the fine clothing, giving them a place of honor, a special place to sit, whereas the poor person, you tell them, well, there might be some room for you back there in the back or something like that. You know, you don't care as much about them. You don't give them any honor whatsoever. That you're making evil judgments is what he's saying. Judges with evil thoughts. And he says this is a distinction that does not belong. God doesn't look at how much money we have, what clothes we have, any of those things. God looks at the heart. He looks straight into what makes a person who they are. And if they have that penitent heart, then they are a person that God wants. They are a person that will turn themselves toward him and do his will. So, verse 5, yeah, has not God chosen those who are poor in this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he has promised to those who love him? He's not saying that, you know, only poor people are going to be saved, but he is saying that the rich tend to have a lot of hang-ups and problems that can prevent them from making the changes that are necessary. You remember the rich young ruler? That he felt pretty good about everything that he'd been doing from his youth, but when Jesus told him to go and sell all that he had, then he went away sorrowful. He wasn't willing to do so. So there are some problems that you can fall into when you're doing well. Now, I'm going to say this as well. Sometimes those that are poor can be more focused on money than even the rich are. So it's not that the poor don't fall into that trap at all. So just kind of keep that in mind, that there are traps for everyone. There are problems for everyone, no matter what your economic or societal background might be. But he makes the point that, you know, that poor person may be somebody that can do a lot. And verse 6, he says, are not the rich the ones who oppress you and drag you into court? And sometimes those rich people are the people that are doing all the things that you might complain about, and then when they come in the assembly, are you going to pay them special attention? No. That'd be evil thoughts. And he says, those that do that, are not they not the ones who blaspheme the honorable name by which you were called? So you can't pay them special attention despite the fact that they're not being transformed. They're probably falling into that category of hearers only and not doers of the word. So verse 8, if you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You are doing well. But if you show partiality, you are committing sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors. Doesn't beat around the bush about it at all. You are sinning if you're doing this. For whoever keeps the whole law but fails in one point has become guilty of all of it. We don't get to overlook part of what God's guides are, his boundaries of what's right and righteous. We don't get to overlook some things just because we don't agree with it or we don't like it. For he said, do not commit adultery, but also said, do not murder. If you do not commit adultery, but you do murder, you become a transgressor of the law. So speak and act as those who are to be judged under the law of liberty. For judgment is without mercy to one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. But in order to have the mercy of God, we have to have the grace of God. In order to have the grace of God, we have to be in a covenant relationship with him through Jesus Christ, cleansed by the blood of Jesus. And in order to remain in that covenant relationship, we have to live within the boundaries of righteousness and strive not to sin. All right, that completes our reading for today. Please come back tomorrow and we will continue in chapter 2. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.